Oppenheimer's friend, the syndicated columnist Joe Alsop, was outraged by the decision. "By a single foolish and ignoble act," he wrote Gordon Gray, "you have canceled the entire debt that this country owes you." Joe and his brother Stuart soon published a 15,000-word essay in Harper's lambasting Louis Strauss for a shocking miscarriage of justice. Borrowing from Emile Zola's essay on the Dreyfus Affair, J'accuse, the Alsops titled their essay, "We Accuse." In florid language, they argued that the AEC had disgraced not Robert Oppenheimer, but the high name of American freedom. There were obvious similarities. Both Oppenheimer and Captain Alfred Dreyfus came from wealthy Jewish backgrounds, and both men were forced to stand trial, accused of disloyalty. The Alsops predicted that the long-term ramifications of the Oppenheimer case would echo those of the Dreyfus case. As the ugliest forces in France engineered the Dreyfus case in swollen pride and overweening confidence, and then broke their teeth and their power on their own sordid handiwork, so the similar forces in America, which have created the climate in which Oppenheimer was judged, may also break their teeth and power in the Oppenheimer case. After news of the verdict was published, John McCloy wrote Supreme Court Justice Felix Frankfurter, "What a tragedy that one who contributed so much, more than half the bemedaled generals I know, to the security of the country should now, after all these years, be designated a security risk." "I understand the admiral, Louis Strauss, is annoyed at my testimony, but great God, what does he expect? I was there when Oppie's massive contribution was rendered, and know there is so much more to say, but what's the use?